Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf lamed dalid. We're still in Tammuz. We'll start 5 lines from the bottom of lamed gimel beis. These dafin over here, really, and the science of the Zohar serve as the sources for many of the halachos of Hashkochus, Mashkichim. So I'm going to try to sprinkle in here and there some of the rules that we have when it comes to Hechshav Kalim, like all the halachas of Isser V'Heter, Hechshav Haruvis, that we can learn out from these Gemaras, because really these Gemaras are the source for many of the dinin of Hashkochus. So I'll just go through a couple things from yesterday that, I would come out from the Gemaras of yesterday. So we have this halacha of miloy v'iyun, which means wherever it applies, totally in Rashi, Taisus, Rishonim, but the basic halacha is that we see, at least by Yayin Nesesh, at least we see that there's a way of kashering a kli cheres. You have a earthenware kli that absorbs, let's say Yayin Nesesh, like the case in the Mishnah, Yayin Noidei Shalev B'Chavim. The way to get rid of the absorbed Yayin Nesach, is through filling it up and emptying it 3 times over a 3-day period. Iroi Meyeslay. So you have 24 hours of soaking, order number one, and then you spill it out, do it the second time, then the third time. It doesn't have to be consecutive. To be honest, it doesn't have to be consecutive. That's how you do this kashering of a Kli Cheres.
Which is called. Which is cold.
Wait, water's cold.
And the wine is cold.
Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know you're a little bit ahead of it, but...
No, I'm nervous about this. I don't understand.
You're nervous. The Shach, Kuf Lamed Hey, and we'll get back to the Shach, but I'll just mention what he mentions first. The Shach and Kuf Lamed Hey, in your day, Kuf Lamed Hey, Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel, says, Loimot Sinu, you don't find this way of kashering kelim through milui v'irui. We know there's hagolas kelim, there's libun gamor, you take the iron, you put it on your sink, on our Pesach, we put the spoon in the big pot, and all these shahs of halachas, you know, all that stuff we know about. What's this milui v'irui? The Shach says we don't find such a thing. So we'll get back to the Shach, but just understand that, firstly, it's a very unique kind of process that we don't really find. And if you look at the Ritva over here, just I'll go through certain parts and paraphrase other parts. The Ritva says, but regarding this halach of milu v'iru, yesh lanu she'elo gedoyle. The hoyayin osur shebekelim davar tzoyninu. The yayin nesach that gets absorbed in the kelim is a davar tzoyninu. The Kaimalon, the Dabert Sain, and Ain and Igla Lailam. We hold that something that's cold doesn't get absorbed. You need the medium of heat, which was Katra. Now, he said, if you stop right here for a second, what would you say? What would you say to combat the Ritva?
It's Kavush.
What's this Kavush? Okay, we're going to have to see a lot more about this, because Kavush Kimavushal is not so simple. Not as simple as it sounds. Kavush could maybe only be a Dindar Abonim. Kavush meaning, let me just translate that for a second. Kavush means to soak. If something is soaked, a classic example would be if you have a food that's soaked in Isser. Let's say Basar that's soaking in milk, right? So it's mixed with milk, there's of course an Issur Drabanan, but there's the halacha of Kavush Kumavushal over there, that it's like it's cooked. Now many hold it's only a Din Drabanan.
It's marinating.
I mean, the word Kavush means to be soaked, but yeah, it means marinating. In a, yeah, very good. And that's a great word. You hear this? Marinating. So the Ritva completely ignores that. Maybe you can say he holds Kavush as Drabonim. Maybe he holds that there's no Din Kavush by Kalim. Maybe. Maybe Kavush we only find by another food marinating in another food. But the mitzvah completely ignores kavush. And therefore he asks, where do you find the halacha of a davar tzayin being nivla? He brings raya's, he says, and he says that, let's say you're going to say the mitzvah. He says, let's say you're saying, shigodol koichle shel yayin v'chaymet, shu nivla b'tzayinu. Maybe you'll say a svara, that wine and vinegar, because they're potent, they're gadol koichle, they would be absorbed even if they are cold. Mitzvah says, maybe you'll say that's the svara, and that's why you need milu v'yiroi again. Everyone with me? Hey, ata don, soifa lahokal, after you remind soifin. If that's the case, how can you do hashir kalim with cold? Right? Vavade kaimelon, she'ein dovered soifin maplet shum iser. We hold that a cold, again, there's two things. There's the iser that's cold, and then there's the way to kasher. We don't find that you can kasher something with cold water. Where do you find such a thing? Even if you have a strong, potent kind of liquid, you don't find that. He says, of course, you don't find such a thing. So he goes through this and he comes out like this. He says, the walls that should become kosher with water. You could soak something for many years. You don't find that the kli could become kosher through just water sitting in a kli. You don't find such a thing. And here's the punchline. He says like this. The difference over here, Rabbi says, the vada iser kleyayin nesa, einem ishum b'yamash. This spins the whole thing upside down. The Isra of Yayin Nesach and Agamara is not because it absorbs wine. Doesn't absorb the wine. Nope. Elo Aydi Islechamra Kharifas Godol. Since the wine has I use the word potent. Is that a good word?
Sharp.
Dabra Kharifas.
Sharp.
Sharp. It's not sharp. It's not like a sharp. Potent. I use that word. It's a potent. It has like a. It has an. Oh gosh. It has an oomph to it. Wine has an oomph. It has an edge. Has a spice. So wine is strong. It's strong. It has a strong taste, and therefore liquid doesn't get absorbed. But the kli, he says here, koilet hakli taimoy, the tam of the wine. It's almost like we have a halacha, for example, by Reicha, the scent. Right, we have the dinner, reicha milsa, reicha la milsa. Let's say something, it doesn't absorb any, let's say fish and meat, for example. Fish absorbs, doesn't absorb the meat, but it takes on the smell of the meat. Here, so in other words, there's no actual physical meat or taste of the meat meaning the actual meat itself, I should say, entering the fish in that case, or a basa v'chala. Here, it's just the taste of the wine gets absorbed in the kli, hopefully fimashu. And therefore, he says, he says that Shabahan Achein Matoris Yayin Kval. He says over here, the unique scenario is that the Kli takes on the taste of the wine, and the water doesn't function as a way of extracting the taste. It weakens the taste. It weakens the taste so that it doesn't have a halachic status of wine. So, this is the Ritva. The Ritva says...
But it's also a kosher hu. So how does he deal with that?
I don't know why this goes off.
How does he deal with kosher hu?
Diluting the wine.
Till today, the way I understood this Gemara, and Shmuel Aaron really mentioned this yesterday, he didn't know what he was referring to. Really, in other words, Niva v'layada ma'niva. Today, until today, I thought that the pshat of the Gemara is that the wine gets absorbed in the charis, and then you use this soaking process to extract what's absorbed in the charis. Ritva's not saying that. There's no absorbing of the wine here. The kli takes on the taste of the wine. You've soaked in the water to give that taste, weaken it to the point that it doesn't have a halachic taste halachic status, the taste of a wine, doesn't have a halachic status of wine anymore. This is the Ritva.
This is
wow.
Only
by a cherubs, yeah. Only by a cherubs. So that's the thing, right. So,
you take out the bleus,
and then you're mavatul the bleus. Right?
Yes, oh, this is not bleus, right? This is not bleus, that's what you're saying.
This is not the pshat over here.
No, it's not that.
You hear this?
Why is
it's unbelievable. In other words, it's not bleus, so therefore it's not also b'mashahu. No, if it was bleus, it would be also b'mashahu. This is not bleus.
Exactly,
this is something
right.
else.
This is something else.
It's unbelievable.
New thing. It's not the halachic of bleus, right? Mashahu means you have this thing, but only a mashahu of it. No, this is the tam of the wine that gives it the isser of yayin nesach, and that tam is weakened. It's weakened through this process.
Wow.
If you look at the shach really, he says, shach goes the opposite direction. He says, the shach paskins, and he says that if the wine did soak there for 24 hours, this wouldn't help.
Right.
Because kavish is kimavushal. And if kavish is kimavushal, it's completely absorbed in the kli. You cannot use miloi ve'irui, he says. You can't fill it up and spill it, do this whole process when something is completely absorbed in a kli. You need hakolah, the shach says. Completely the opposite of the ritzva. Or break it by a charis.
Yeah, it's slightly like where did this apply, right?
Well, again, it depends on the usage. That's true. Yeah, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. It depends on the usage, but the shach says in all cases, no matter which opinion,
like
Rav Ashi, the soaking, if it was soaked for 24 hours, kavush is kimavushal, you need hakolas kelim. What are you going to do with the ritva? It says it's a davar tzoinen. Again, we're going to have to see the sugyas of kavush. Kavush is not so simple. We'll see the sugyas of kavush, but the shach goes to the complete opposite extreme, and therefore he says, only by yayin nesach does miloi v'iroi work, and only if it's not there for 24 hours. He says, lemat sinu such a thing. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch mentions it by Chametz and Pesach. The point over here, this is, again, this halacha of miloi v'iroi is extremely limited. Extremely limited, and it's, even like the Ritva, it's only limited to this special scenario where you're coming to weaken the taste of something. But if there's a full absorption in some kli, whatever, this would never work. This way of kashering would never, ever work. And that's where we find the place. So don't come out from the sugya that you can start taking your china and kashering it through this.
Actually brings down on you over place. Besides that,
Okay. Well, that we're going to see more about today. That's another thing. The 12-month heter. You know, that's just something that Moshe talks about. Some baltuva, kasha in the kitchen. Again, it also, pashas, it would only be limited to the case of yayin nesach. Tosfos qualifies it and says, you know, of course it wouldn't work by certain cases, even by wine. But again, if you weren't like this, this gemara is very, very specific. It's a wine that's absorbed. Not taste of wine that's absorbed, but actual liquid that's absorbed, we don't find this way of kasher, really. That's one thing. Number two, we'll get to the gemara in a second. Very important halacha. Let's say the Rajva, Shailas Achuvas of Rajva. This is a big source in, for those who learned Tilchas Smicha, this gemara over here, if you look, bottom, Alam Gimel and Aleph, we said, the gemara says, We have these kankanim chadoshim or mezufafin. You have the kalim of a non-Jew that were, again, we assume, or there's a problem of yayin nesach getting absorbed in the kli. It says that Yisrael's neichen l'teichen mayim, the bottom two lines on Lama Gimel Medav. So Rashi had learned, what does it mean, Yisrael neichen l'teichen yayin? Rashi has said, mayim. That the way of kashering, again, the way of kashering yayin nesach from a kli of a goy is through mila v'ira. That's what it means.
Yisrael nice in the teichem mine. That's Yisrael. The Rashi in the bottom. I have the chum klimin. That's from teichem mikachem yain. Yisrael. Second to the bottom Rashi there. Yisrael nice in the teichem shleish yam and mine. Arm eis leis to rabbi umutar. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, everyone got that? The Rajbo, the Shalos Yeshivas, the Rajbo, who's the, one of the, again, Rajbo and Isser Veheter, it's a kamo, tile shel halachas, we learn from the Rajbo, the Dinam of Hilchos, Isser Veheter, says that a whole different shot. He says, the Rajbo says, let's say you have a kli. The sprach, the way, the language that's used is kli shem ishtamshin bo b'shefa. A kli that's used for large amounts of food. And let's say that kli gets a davar asur, a small amount of a davar asur, where if you have the normal usage of the kli, all of your usage of that kli will be mevatel. There will never be more than shishim, bitul b'shishim, right? There will never be more than 1 in 60 of the normal usage of that kli. Let's say you have kli shem ishtamshim b'shefa. I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a catering event, and there's these massive soup bowls, right? Massive soup bowl. So it's a kli that's used in Shtam Shabbat B'Shefa. You use that kli for only large amounts of food. So if there's any drop or any isser or any milk that falls on the outside of the pot anytime, it's going to happen. It's always going to be Batul B'Shishim in all of your usages of the kli. It's not meant to make yourself a quart of soup. It's meant for, I don't know, 30 gallons or whatever. Massive, you know, I was once at a kiddush in Eretz Yisrael, and some of the Kiddushim there, they have a lot of people, maybe it was at the Mir, I don't know, but they put the challenge in a garbage can. Like a garbage. And I saw once a mouse fell in, whatever, they took it out. But
how much can a mouse eat already? How much can he eat?
You think these things don't come up, but...
Hey, what do you think about it? In my day, it was in Camp Magen Av. They couldn't find the cat on Thursday, and they found him at the bottom of the cholim pot on Shabbos afternoon.
He says in Magen Av.
I remember.
The cat, there was a cat that they couldn't find. It was in the bottom of the cholim.
Was he welcome? He was happy. That cat had such a good meal.
It had its last meal. So, what would you have for your last meal? So the Rajva says, let's say you have such a thing, and this comes up. I'm clear, it comes up. He learns from this Gemara, the source, that it's okay. Because he learns, when the Gemara says, the Rajva learns, why could Yisrael, he doesn't say that you can kasher it through water. That's not how he reasoned. If a guy uses this kli for Yayin Esach, you could use it for Mayim. Meaning, if it's such a kli that you're going to use only for a lot of water, b'shefa, and it's always going to be the vatil, the time of the Yayin, it's going to be so nice in the Teichen Mayim. The Rashi learns there's a heter, kli shem misham shem b'shefa. If you have a kli that will always be used in a way where there would not be more than 60 of the Isser, it's mutter to do it in such a way. No. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, we don't really paskin like the Rajbo, but if there are other tzirufim, like we find a lot in Isser V'Heter, if there are other tzirufim to use, maybe it's nice and time of gan after 24 hours, or if there's, you know, you're in a case of a hefsid meruba. I mean, let's say you're in a, you know, you're catering an event, and there's the pot you have is one that's your garbage can, and there's milk on the outside, and there's ways to be moderate, maybe. With other heterim, you can use this Rajbo. And he learns it from this Gemara, Kli Mishtam Shem B'Shefa. You can use this Gemara, this Rajbo, as a way of being matir that scenario. So I didn't want to skip over that Rajbo. So we have, again, the Halach of Mila V'Iroi, which, based on the Rishonim, the Shach, is very limited to, again, specific cases. And then we have this Rajbo, which is also maybe as global ramifications. Well, the way the Shach says it, yeah. Yeah, the Shach for sure. It says, like, but the Shulchan Aruch does extend it to Chametz. Ask your LOR if you have any more questions. Okay? Good. Got it?
Good. And what about the 1 year thing?
Well, we'll get to that in today's Gemara. The 1 year thing is, again, busy level seems such a thing except over here. But maybe we'll go through the Tshuva and Rav Moshe on it. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Dorish Mireimar. So five lines from the bottom. Hanagim on the base. Dorish Mireimar. Mireimar Darshan. Kunya. We said this yesterday. We'll go through it again. Kunya. This kunya. It's a certain type of glazed cheris. Glazed cheris. Okay? Glazed with the azer, lead.
That's China.
Yeah, lead, a lead glaze. Yeah, but it's glazed, with azer.
Is in China glaze?
Yeah. Oh, China's glaze. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's right there. It's the right thing.
Yeah.
The
different type of glaze.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to see. So we have this kunya. Bein Uchma, if it's black, Bein Chivra, whether it's white, Bein Yeruka, whether it's green. Again, these are different materials, different earth. The difference here is the green one is from the Karka, which is mined for its salt, more absorbent. So he holds all of them are mutter. There's no problem of Yain Nesef, we said before yesterday. Now, Frederick Gemar, Maishno Mechomets v'Pesach. How is this different than Chomets and Pesach? The Vomine Membremar. They asked Mireimar, Hani Mani Dukunya, again, these, or let's use China, Kalim vessels, Ma'alus Tamushe Behu Bepisva. Can you use them on Pesach when they were used for Chametz previously? Can you use them on Pesach? Yeruka, like the boy Lacha, the Mishrufi, Ubali, you can, Vasiri. Yeruka, the green earth China material, you cannot use, that's not a question, because like we said, the Mishrufi, It has this type of earth in it, and it's absorbent, and therefore it's also it absorbs plummets. Can't use it on Pesach. Keep the boil up. One, you have a question. Simply the uchri, white and black. Man.
Not kosher, just mamash
use it. To use it, yeah. Because again, did it absorb or did it not absorb, right? That is the question. So if it didn't absorb, that's fine. So the question is how did it absorb or not? Man.
What was it previously?
Chametz. Well, you want to use this kli that we use was used for chametz.
Chametz did the kli.
Chametz did the kli. Got it? What? No, could you use it?
Without doing anything.
Yeah. Well, you probably bothered with what the Gemara is about to say. Hold your kalim. If let's say it has little cracks, so it absorbs through the cracks, then it's a vade bali basi. That's for sure absorbs through the cracks, and it's for sure asur. You wouldn't be able to use that, of course. Keep the boil called the shi. Let's say it's smooth, again, glazed, like a glaze. What happens in that case, mine? Is it mutter? Again, specifically to Chibri Ba'uchli. Yeruka is out of the question. Yeruka. If it's Yeruka, then it's out of the question. It absorbs. It's not part of our question. If it's white and black, then it depends. If it has cracks and splits and all that, it absorbs. And that's not that's for sure a problem. We can't use it. But let's say it has a smooth glaze. It's a non-absorbent, earthenware material. What happens there? My.
This color is the color of the glaze or the color of the pottery?
Sure.
The color of the pottery, because that's, it's indicative of the type of material. It's not just
the color of the dirt.
It's got something about the interaction.
The color of the dirt, not of the clay.
No, but he's asking the
made out of the color of dirt.
What's it
like? It seems, so you'll see from the next part of the Gemara that the two things are the glaze is one level of protection, and the earth, the material is also, yeah.
The glaze has a different effect on different types of pottery, which depends on the type of glaze.
Yes. That's true.
The quality of the pottery, which affects the process of the
glaze. It's all what
affects the finished product.
Each thing affects the other.
That's
a good point. Yeah, that's very important. The glaze is lead. That doesn't change. It's aver. right? Klei cheres mitzufa ve'eva, Rashi says. It's just that the glaze depends on the clay affects the glaze. So that's the question. How absorbent is this vessel that has the glaze on it, and also based on the material of the earthenware? Okay, good. Yes, don't do this at home. So what's the halacha? Amalahu. So this was the question that was posed to Mareimar, and he said, Anochazin aluhu demidais. I see these klelim, they sweat. Look at Rashi, Mazin daifnehim, mibachutz, machmas bliusen. And I see that when these things are heated up, there's moisture that protrudes or seeps out from the outside of the kli. The kima demidais. Release. What do you see? You see, I saw these kalim that they absorbed. How do I know they absorbed? Because when they were heated, they released and they perspirated. And therefore, they're usher. They're usher. My time. But why can't you do anything with them? Right? You say, once a kli cheres is absorbed, there's no way to kasher a kli cheres. You cannot kasher kli cheres. The only way to do it is to break it. Or, places does say, what? I think a parsha, Amish. Unbelievable. I was thinking this. Look at that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Vin kli cheres. So, if you have in a earthenware kli. Yeah. Your thoughts. So you can't do it the regular kashering, so you have to break it. Or as Plato says, you can put it back in the kiln. That's another way of doing it, because that's considered also as if it's a new panim chadash, as Plato said. But anyway, you can't take out the absorbed whatever was absorbed in the walls. You can't take it out. So ma'ishlam the yayin nesach. Here's the Gemara's question: how's it different than yayin nesach? Doshu meremar kulumani dekunya shari. You just finished saying that by the case of Yayin Nesach, all of these mani dukunya, these are glazed types of earthenware vessels, are across the board mutter. Yet by chametz and pesach, they absorb and it's a problem. So ma'ishna, what's the difference? There's an obvious difference, but let's see what the Gemara says. V'chite v'chametz d'yaraisa, Yayin Nesach rabbanu. Maybe you'll tell me what that chametz d'yaraisa, chametz is d'yaraisa. It's an issue, chametz, pesach. But Yayin Nesach is only the Rabbonim. Stam Yenim is only the Rabbonim. So maybe you'll be a little bit more. Yeah. Yayin Nesach meaning Stam Yenim. Yeah. Yayin Nesach is sure the Araisa. He pours a lot of the Zarek. Yeah, 100%. Stam, important asterisk over there. So of course, yeah, Yayin Stam Yenim is only the Rabbonim. Practically more. That can be a difference. But cold talking Rabbonim came the Araisa talking. Can't be more makel on the rabbonins. I call the takun rabbonon, kein deraisa takun. So what's the difference? By chametz and pesach, to use the mani dekunya, we are machmir that it's absorbed and you can't use it. See, it absorbs, you can't use it on pesach. Yeah, when it comes to yain esach, mereimar said across the board, you could use mani dekunya. And for the Gemara, or an obvious terror, it's Zetash Misha Bachamin, Zetash Misha Bitsoinim. Big, big difference. Of course, something for it to absorb, cold, harder to absorb. So then we assume the Mani Dekunya through the glaze and the fact that these materials aren't as absorbent, right? Because of the glaze, maybe it's because of the glaze or the mixture of the glaze and the material. So they don't absorb through a cold medium. But if there's heat involved, like this, which is used for chametz ruhi, so then we are machmir. We say you can't use it, and it's any oilam, and that's the difference. Again, going back to what we said from the book, exactly how something is by le'ab b'tzoin, and is it not? Is it pashas? The Ritva says no such thing that we see b'li'ab b'tzoin. So here he says a specific halacha over here, that over here there's only a b'li'ab b'tzoin because it doesn't really absorb, it takes the taste of the wine. What happened to Kavush? Like the Shach says, Kavush, it's like you said yesterday, Kavush, what happened to that? Very, very back and forth here, you have to really understand.
Apply even if it was
very nice, right?
Where is the summary of like we spoke about?
Yeah. 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 Oh, you mean, let's say, this at this point of the Gemara. Pashas, you read the Gemara, it's being chayisha from the Teres before, saying, forget about whether it's there, Reis or Darbonah, that doesn't matter. So the problem is, that's how I would have read the Gemara. The problem is the Shach really says there still is a difference. When it's Nivla B'tsoinen, by Yain Nesach, which is Darbonah, he says Mila V'yur would work over there, but by Chometz B'tsoinen, he says it wouldn't. He doesn't differentiate. We've seen from the Shach, we would need both. Or maybe he's only talking about Mila V'Yiruy.
So you're saying that according to the Shach, if it would be real Yayin Nesach, this answer would not be applicable? Yeah. Because she would sign in? Wow. Yeah. Because he says that Kovish is not sign in.
Let's say you have Kovish by real Yayin Nesach, which the Shach holds Kovish is Kimabushal, Mamish. Let's say you have Kovish by real Yayin Nesach.
So that's not sign in anymore, you're saying?
That's right. He holds that's like
that's not sign in. Wow.
Yeah, so then maybe according to the Shach, it would be a little different over there. He says, I have to see the whole piece again. It's a long piece.
But this is not Kavish.
Pashtus. Maybe it is Kavish. The case of Mani Dekunya. What's the case of Mani Dekunya? The guy used it, right? With one. The Yid wants to use it. No, but by the case of Yain, what happened? It was the guy's keli. Mani Dekunya means it was the guy's keli that was used for wine. Pashtus, it was soaked. That's the Pashup Shah. And that's why it would be usher if it absorbed. That's what it means with Sinan. We said in the beginning before you came, the Vaz does more like that. But Pashup Shah is like this, is that it's Kavush. So if you hold that Kavush is Mamish Kimavushal, right? Then it would be, maybe it would make a difference because of the Shach, so it would only be because it's the Rabban. You have to go through the Cheshbon again, but if you look at the Shach we quoted before, it's not so simple. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzik. Rabbi Akiva, maybe some people want to be looking for it. We have to budget our time, the budget a little bit. But so let's see what we can learn, what we can't learn. Rabbi Akiva Ikol Ginzik. He visited Ginzik, Ba'uminei, and they asked him, Misan in the Shois, or Misan in the Shois? Can you fast for hours, or can you not fast for hours?
It's like a private, kind of
thing, okay, so what's the case of Masan and Meshoyis? It's a very big machlekes. Rashi, we'll go with Rashi, make it easier. Look at Rashi, Meshoyis. They're going to keep a lot of tannas from Shei Shoyis to Lamal. That's the din. Rashi learns Shoyis means half the day has already passed, and you now want to be Mekabel Tainis for the rest of the day.
And you're ready hoping that.
And you're ready, right. Umiru, Lotam, Klum, Etchila, Kalayim. Here's the chiluk masan l'shoyis. If you wanted to give it a haloi shem tanis, you wanted to make this a day of fasting, what's the nafkaminas? Maybe to say aneinu at the end of the day, or does it have a halacha of a tanis? Right? So that's the question. If you didn't have part of your day officially a tanis, well, you said, listen, let's say you're doing the intermittent fasting diet, you know, the popular thing today. You're doing the fasting, you know, you say, listen, I'm doing good so far. Let me finish up the day in Kabbal Tainus.
But if you already ate, they said you did eat in the morning.
Right, if you did eat, you can't make the day into a day of a Tainus.
The whole thing's not relevant.
You're already fasting, and now you want to make it into a Kabbalah's Tainus through the day. You see from Rashi that if it was before the Tainus, it should be okay. Tosfos asks, the Gemara says in Tainus, in order to be the Kabbalah Tainus, it has to be the day before, Mabayad Yoin. Tosfos says, problem. Rashi seems to ignore that. The Rabban argues in places. It's telling you how to learn that Gemara in Tainus when it says that it's not considered a Tainus if you didn't wear Makabo the day before.
If it's the day before, why would it be relevant?
Very good. So you have to see places. He has a whole different way of understanding our Gemara. Yep, that's why I didn't want to get so into it. But know that there's a Machlekes. Rashi holds like the Rabban. Strike it? Yeah, that's where we just want to get through the Pashup Shad over here. So that's the question. Could you do a Kabbalah halfway through the day? So They asked him, Rabbi Akiva, again, he was visiting Ginzik, and they asked him this question, he didn't have an answer. Another question. What about the kankanim of a goy? Are they asr or mutter? Alright, another question. We'll have the other. He didn't have an answer. Bamesh Shimish, third question. Bamesh Shimish Moshe, we'll show you some
Amalur. We know
that. What did Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, yeah, okay, very good. Smart terrace, yeah. What did Moshe use to serve in the Shivis Me'amalun? We know that Moshe functioned as a Kohen Gadol when he was Machanas the Mishkan. Shivis Me'amalun. What did he wear? Did he wear a suit? Did he wear a tie? Did he wear his overalls? What did he wear? Did he wear his Bekisha? Did he wear his Tish Bekisha? Strimal frock. Did he wear a frock? Did he wear his bathing suit? I have a BLB. Yeah, well, he was in the desert, so maybe he wore his,
His summer tunic.
Also, Shaul Bey Midrasha. So what happened? Well, he never answered any of these questions, so who do you go to when you need an answer? You go into the Beis Medrash, see what the Olam handling over there. Also, Shaul Bey Midrasha, Amri, they said, Hilchasa, Nisan, and the Shois. And Hishlam is Faltilas Tainos. So they said, if you, you can be Nisan, and the Shois, and therefore if you complete the fast when you recable it, you're actually going to have to say an Eidu, Tfilas Tainus.
You started fasting, but Shalom Hashem Tainus.
And if you, yeah, it's considered a Kabbalah's Tainus to the point that it has the halachic status of a Tainus. You say an Eidu by Mincha or whatever at the end of the day has a halachic status of a Tainus.
And you have to be better anyway.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know how Taurus the dog would, well, yeah, you have to find, yeah, well, you have to know if this is Darim or Tainus. Yeah, the Pashas would be another. And yes, you need to have Taurus the dog. Yes, sir.
But if you started eating the first day of the day, you could not start a Tainus in the middle of the day.
Right. Would, or at least it wouldn't have a halachic status of a Tainus. In other words, let's say maybe it could be a regular nether. That's what Taisus talks about. Maybe it could be a regular nether, but you wouldn't have to say Aneinu. So that's how Rashi means. Hilchasa. Kankanim shalev de kachabim lachiyud beis chodesh mutarin. And what's halachic status of kankanim for the kachabim? After 12 months, it's mutar. It's new halacha of 12 months.
Another sitting. Sitting just not be used.
Yeah, again, do we extend this to other things or not? What was that?
It's just Rashi.
Miyad b'li tikun. V'lachal shamish koydim l'chei ma'al b'mayim
p'domna. Wait a second. Where did he put these chatzav? Like these are in a cup? What are we talking about?
And kind of showed the kachavim.
They didn't have a base medrash there.
Regular kelim of a non-Jew that were used for Yain Nesef.
So, are you sure that's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. The part of them are all heretic.
Kankanim are cherubs, yeah. Well, that's true.
That you all said.
Cherubs.
So, and
the truth is, if you remember from before.
No, we probably talked about tarpus, we talked about Yain Nesek. That's what I didn't understand.
Yeah, but if you, Rashi before.
The Lord Rashi only said,
yeah, I think Rashi there extended it also.
Last word.
Did he say it also by Nidus? Yeah, but does he say it by Nidus also? 12 months. I believe he said. Okay, alright. Alright, so that's the halacha. And then, Chaluk Lavan. Now, what was Chaluk Lavan? It wasn't the big day Lavan. Chaluk Lavan. He wore a white shirt. Black, he wore his ham jacket. It was a special beged for.
I said no one else wore white shirts.
Yeah, everyone was wearing blue shirts. Everyone wore blue shirts, but Moshe in the Shivis Me'amalun wore a white shirt at that point in time. Yeah, good.
The Me'il was Chelas.
So he had a steep thing. He didn't have a hem. Didn't have a hem. Because it is a pellet. Didn't have a hem because the Klal Yisrael. You're arguing on a steep, okay. But this is always a pella. How he didn't have a hem because they were he wanted to take away the chash. Chai Yisrael would suspect him of his.
Mishnah,
right. Right, right. They had to watch him and.
Not allowed to go in. Not allowed to go in.
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Rashi brings it here. Yeah.
They would know what we're
collecting,
but nevertheless.
No. But by Shkolim, you see, by Shkolim, East and the Kiyim, right? That's the kid. That's a Mishnah Shkolim. The East and the Kiyim, Hashem Yisrael. But again, it's Moshe Rabbeinu here. We're not talking about even the Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu, then he might steal a couple of tchotchkes and put it in his hand. He thought what he was dealing with.
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Every time I see it, I find it to be the kind of people he was dealing with.
They really had a heart. He had a hard time with those guys.
Someone said, I spoke to a psychologist once. It's amazing. So he said that, I asked him about the parsha. He said that Moshe, he said in his position for him to function, the only way for him to function was for him to be humble. Because if he would start butting heads with everyone, you go out of your mind. He loses, he wouldn't be able to survive. Is what he had to, humility. He had to be humble, meaning you're right, relax.
You have a defense mechanism.
I won't wear a hem on my clothing. You're worried about me stealing a tchotchke from the. I won't wear a hem. It's fine. He had to. And when he did get upset with the Mame Riva, and he showed a little bit of, he lost it. That's what he goes through. Okay.
Isn't that terrible? It's just so not fair.
It's. So again, so just to understand is, what?
My mother-in-law does feel it's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah.
The last 90 years,
The Tesis over here brings, just to point out, Tesis here brings a riot from our Gemara, or a source, I should say, from our Gemara, that really technically a fast should be completed by Shkia Sakama. But we're machmir to the Yaisim Day Safi to go into Tseisa Kechav. Tseisa says from this halacha, this is Yisir Ben Tam. Yeah, it'd be nice to end it by Shkia.
Maybe you have to start by Shkia.
And you also start by Shkia. It would be nice. That's the thing. You start by Shkia, you end by Tseisa Kechav, and Tseisa comes over here. No, any fast.
No, that's
crazy. You know what? Oh, you mean for when it's just a day? He's not talking about that. Yeah. Okay. Fine. We got to do. Okay. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. Man, the Rabbanon. Chatzana v'hazagim. What are they? Can someone translate that for me? I know it's the peels and the pits, right?
Seeds and the peels.
What's chatzana?
The seeds.
The seeds of the grape.
Of the grape.
And the peels. The zagim are the seeds. Chatzanim
are the seeds.
Chatzanim
are the seeds.
Okay, so the seeds and the seeds and the peels of the grapes, the machlekes, Rameir holds it's also a peel b'hano because of the yain, right? Again, you use these grapes in the production of wine, and some of the wine is still remaining, and that's the question. It's also b'hano.
Why should it be? That's what I said. Why should it be also b'hano? What did he do?
The wine is on top of it.
Nice. Skins are very much used.
Yeah, the skins are. Let's see what happened over here. If they're moist, then they're asur because of the wine. If they're dry, then they're mutter because there's no wine on them. Now, heininu, lachin, the heininu, yevashim. What's the difference? Amrav Yudam Rishmua Lachin Kol Yibes Chodesh. 12 months. If they're 12 months young grapes, then 12 months. In the first 12 months, they're moist. They're considered moist. They can have the Yain Esach on them, and therefore, then we have the Machlekes. A man the Rabbanon, whether it's also a Mutter Ba'anor or not.
12 months when they're pressed.
From when they're pressed.
Just the skin.
No, the skin and the seeds.
We have a full grape. What are you dealing
with? No, the skin and the seeds.
So if you have skins that are a year old,
yeah,
Yeah, because don't forget, they were squeezed out from all the wine at this point. They were using the product. They were. It was leftovers. Yeah, I guess.
Skins are used. I don't know about the skins. Skins are used.
Skins are used, yeah. Yeah, I guess in this wine. Yeah, but he said sometimes the skins are actually. All right, okay, but this one, I don't know if it's the same as the modern way of producing it. Okay, so that's when, if it's dry, again, if it's dry, there's no wine there remaining, and therefore, it's mutter. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Bachan, Rabbi Yechon, Kshein Asur, Nasur, Nafilu Bahanok, Kshein Mutarin, Mutarin, Nafilu Bachilu. When they're Asur even Bahanok, and when they're mutter, meaning his Iker Dogish over here, is when the mutter, after 12 months, the mutter even ba'achila. There's absolutely no wine remaining. No wine, it's completely bottled, and you can even eat the 12-month-old seed and peel. Oof, Amar Rav Zvid. Hai dor dia de chamra, da armoi, basa tresi achusasa, shari. Sediments, dorgias, not dordai, dorgias, sediments of wine of a guy after 12 months are mutter, same reason, dries up, don't have any wine remaining, the seder go. Amrav Chaviv Rebbe Rava, Hani Gufi, and we'll go to different things here that are mutter after 12 months. Hani Gufi, Basit Prech Yarshi Shasa, again, Gufi are the Kalim of the guy, jugs, after 12 months of a year, they are mutter. Amrav Chaviv, Hani Avda the Tai, this was a thick leather flask. This was a traveling water bottle. So you had the regular water bottle, the canteens. Right. So this was, I guess, an insulating material, or it was more sturdy, durable. More durable leather flask that you would take on your travels.
Patagonia.
From Cabela's. After the time. Basa Tracy Yarchi Shasa Shari. Also 12 months. It's mutter. Amar Rachabrid Ravika. Well, so again, Trace Yarchi Shasa. What does it mean? It doesn't say 12 months. It's 12 months of a year. What does it mean? And, well, no, I believe in the opposite. I think it means 365 days. A 12-month year, meaning where it's consistently 12 months. No, 365 days. That's how, when it says Trace Yarchi Shasa, Yeah, that's how I understood it. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I didn't look it up, but that's why I read it. It's a port shasa. Amra vachabre dravika, hani furtsani darmoi. Let's say you have again, there's another type of kli, drug. Basa trechidyarchi shasa, shari. Amra vachabre drava, hani gufi shchimi vuchmi. You have the shchimi is what? Red, brown.
Red and black.
Basa trechidyarchi shasa, again, a shari after 12 months. Maybe we'll go through the tshuva of Reb Moshe. I want to see, look it up. Because again, you have Bali tshuva that we had crash with their kitchens, and could you use the heter of 12 months?
He's going to send me the site. I can prepare.
I have to find it.
Just send it to me. I'll bring it.
Reb Bachtov, are you with me here?
Very clear.
Yeah,
very clear. Just,
earthenware.
I pulled up the Ritva. The Ritva has a lot of stuff on this.
So you missed the whole first part of this year. We went through what you said yesterday. It's pagan. It's not pagan. It's pagan. Yeah. No. Okay. But Murayas. Toner Abon. Murayas. Murayas. What's Murayas? Again, it's the
brine.
No, that's steer. This is the
innard.
The innard, the delicacy, the fish innard delicacy. Okay. Murayas. Uman is mutter. So what's the problem? Again, what was the problem with Murayas? They're going to end up, Murayas is an expensive delicacy. And they would take out some of the Marias for their own personal use and then put a little wine in there to replace it. And there's a problem, potentially, with Jain Nesas, and therefore it's Asur. Now, we're going to qualify this rule, Tan Rabbanon, Marias Uman Mutter. If it's an Uman, it's a chef, discerning chef. He's the one who's a professional, then it's mutter, because he is very careful about the taste of his foods, right? And Uman also is worried about his reputation. He's not going to want to start having fish gut food that has a little bit of a wine taste to it. He doesn't want... it's mutter.
Think of it as caviar. Something expensive from the inside of the cabbage.
Yeah, there's a, you can relate to it. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, I remember Mishim Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, af chilek uman mutter. Also chilek. What's chilek? This is a certain type of fish that in the beginning of its life, it does not have fins and scales, but it's still kosher, as Gemara says in Chulin, because later on, it's a min that has fins and scales. But at that point, it looks like it's an eel or something. You know, something that doesn't have fins and scales. It looks like a regular non-kosher fish. So it's also mutter, even though there would be a chash potentially that they're going to be ma'aravit with dog and tmeim, which looks similar. There's no fins and scales. Again, the uman is very careful to make sure that it doesn't get diluted or mixed or exchanged. And therefore, it's mutter.
How do you know what to buy it from a goy? That's the shaila. Well,
that
it's a juvenile, and it looks the same as the juvenile fish.
How does the uman tell the difference?
Yeah. How do you know?
I mean, it is a certain species of fish. Yeah. Buy it, or is there a problem? Let's say if you leave it out of sight, or it's your shaleach, it through a, you know, if you. Yeah, you buy it. I would say buying it. It's buying it. Buying it. You need a hefter, yeah. Yeah, very good. To me, I'll give you a bedroom, but you want to go buy a fish in a non-Jewish kosher supermarket. It's really okay. It's really not much of an issue. But, it's really okay as long as you ask
them. Fish. It's about a fresh fish.
It's about a fresh fish. You go and buy
it. When they move it, that's the problem.
There is a problem.
Yeah, because what they do is they store the eel with the tooth and all those seeds. That's the problem.
No, I didn't know that. But again, there's a lot of chumras that go flying around. But really, you know, it's
like
kind of
a
flying fish. What's up, dude? What was it? What?
I just assumed he came.
What?
It's the same thing.
Flying fish? Oh, yeah. Tommy. So it's mutter. Tony Avimi Bredu Rabavo. Mariah is someone mutter. Who tnilo who amrle? Pam Rishon, it depends. He says it depends. Avimi said. Pam Rishon Vishani. So what they would do is they would rinse or soak the fish inside delicacy here. To take away some of the fats, the shamnudas. Now, I wasn't sure if that was just to make it taste better or that's how they would make the food. That's how they made it, right? They would...
The fat
would get the...
They used the flavor or whatever.
So they would put water on it and then... Okay, so...
Salt, he says,
it brought out the flavor. No. So my question is, what would they do with that water? What was the food? It was the insides? What was the food? Was it the inside or was it the extraction of the fat from the insides with the water? Does anybody know? Just explain Pashup Chop to me. What did you say?
Long note?
No, I'm not asking totally. Alright, so I was assuming it was the food. So let's assume it was the food. You end up pouring it
once. Now it sounds like it's the oil of the fish.
The oil of the fish.
By putting the salt in the water, it pull out the oil.
You pull out the oil, and that's what you would eat, I guess.
The Marias is not actually the innards.
It's not the innards.
It's
the shamnudas of the innards. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm not sure. So it depends. So the first two times, there's enough flavor in the fish inside juice, for them to not to play around with it. However, shlishi, also, it's also the third soaking. My time the first and second times when it's the soaking of the oil. So then it's fine because there's enough taste in there in the fish juice water mixture that you don't need to put in wine to maybe enhance the taste. However, the third time,
you have less fat.
I lost the place. But if the third time, right, so if you know that this is the third soaking, then you have to be chayshish even by an umam, that they're going to put in some wine because it's weaker at that point. So it took a lot of it out, so you need to put a little bit of wine in there to...
He says over here that smell...
Spruce it up.
Starts to smell. Yes. Who are you quoting from there?
Arstrom.
Oh, you quote Arstrom. Oh, okay, great. Sure. I need one. Who arba?
Right.
Who arba the muraisa? There was this boat. There was this murais boat. It was the cargo boat. It was carrying muraisa. The asil in the milo da Akko, and it came to the port of Akko. Oisav Rav Abba de min Akko in the Ture Bahado. Now Rav Abba from Akko. Yeah, port. Rashi says. Port. Rav Abba, he put a mashgiach under there. Oh, at that point he appointed the mashgiach. So Amalei Rava, out of Ibn Manotra. So what happened until now? Until now it was just in the wine. You need a mashgiach.
Put wine into.
We should be chayshus, like we said.
So Amalei. How did Rava get to Akku? Wait a second.
How did Rava get to Akku?
Akku is in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. Oh, so you look at
hold
the
box. I was checking. Yeah. Oh no. He has a whole Torah over here.
Yeah, well,
that they went to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they went to Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe he was on vacation.
The Bach changed it to Rav Abba. And then Rav Yisrael. But then he quotes over here from Yaakov Emden that we see the Rav Abba Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Wow.
Oh, very interesting. Oh, okay.
Very interesting. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, so you stop that. Okay.
What did
he say? He said Rav Yaakov Emden said that they used to travel to Eretz Yisrael and. Until you get to Akko, what are we worried about? You're going to mix wine. Chamra kisti the marai. Chamra kisti the marai is bluma beluma kisti the chamra bedal blumi. This was the currency. This kista, small portion of marai is. Was for one loom, but wine was for four, meaning wine was way more expensive. They're not going to put wine instead of the marais, because the marais is much cheaper. However, but at this point, when it comes to Akko, the point was, when it came to Akko now, where wine was much cheaper, now you have to worry about the mixing, then you need a mashgiach. The Shavri Chamra, but maybe the cargo ship passed by Tyre, Tsur, where again, the wine over there, the Shavri Chamra says means it's cheap. The wine was cheaper there, and again, you should worry about maybe they took a stop over and they mixed it up over there. Amalei, no. Hasan Ikuli Ipshuri Iko. Over there, it's rough seas by the port. It's not it's what do they call it, a ship graveyard. Mm-hmm. There's a place like that somewhere in the Bahamas. Maybe that. How do they translate it? Kuli Puri? Whirlpools or something? What is it?
Whirlpools and an influx of melted snow.
Alright, the kids are don't.
They can't get there.
You can't really dock there. You can't dock there.
Yeah, there's a lot of very sharp rocks.
In a place like that.
You have to build a port. It's a whole type
of. Is it one of those places where you have to get through helicopter?
So then we got
these exotic places. Okay. The cheese of the house of Unaiki. That was also...
This is Chalav Yisrael. No wisecracks.
Not yet. What is the Machlekes Ramein Rabban in the Mishnah if it's Mutter Aser Bahano?
Chacham say
it's Mutter Bahano and Ramein says Aser Bahano. I'm Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Why did the Rishlokish is saying, why did they say that the cheese of Unaiki is usher? Because the majority of the calves in that place, Unaiki, were shechted for Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're also Banal Stakulis, and therefore How did, not a kashrus, right? How did they make cheese? Right? How do you make cheese? The rennet, right? We're gonna get really into this later on by Chol Vakum. But the way they would make cheese is they would put the milk, I think it was called rennet.
No,
the rennet is the enzyme in the, okay, man, I always get confused. The way. The milk is put in the udder, the kava. The kava of the animal, and the animal's kava udder has certain enzymes that produce cheese out of the curds. The curdle.
And the curds make cheese.
The leftover is the whey. Okay, all right. Getting a little bit off topic. No, but it's important to understand, really, I'm not just making a joke. It's important to understand the production of milk. We're going to see later on, because the truth is, the kava is also busser. So that's the whole sugya. See the whole sugya later on. But the problem over here, they still do it, yeah. You're right. Yeah, okay, good. I'm not such a professional, but yeah, that's how they would make the cheese. But the problem here would be that that kava was from an animal that was shechel of the zara, so it has a halacha of tarkuvas of the zara, and some of the tam, maybe the tam or it's a maimed, we'll have to see. Rashi says maimed, we'll have to see.
No,
because you're buying the milk. You're buying the cheese.
You benefited from the kava.
Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
The cheese. No, but where in the cheese is the animal that was shot?
The kalia of the world.
No.
Minded.
You're buying cheese from this place called the Nike. Why can't I have the cheese? Because the guy made the cheese in an animal. He made the cheese in an animal that was asubana. And that's either a maimed or it gives taste to the cheese.
We
know he cares about the minority. So who cares if most of the animals were shechted, most of the calves were shechted, even if it's the small amount, even if it's a meat of the agolim. Yeah, I'm a droid. Look, Mer says the difference. Yeah, I'm a droid. If you commit, if you're going to say, right, agolim, we're shechted.
Interesting.
At least you have a meal. Now, yeah, I'm a meal. If you're going to say only a small amount of calves were shechted, probably the Zara, don't forget, there are other animals also that produce cheese. Even Iker Rav Agolim, the Enish Chodim, the Zuchavim. The Iker Nami Shar Behemoth, the Enish Chodim, the Zuchavim. And also other animals. So it comes out, your shash of this coming from a calf that was shechel avodah zarah is essentially habilei miuto the miuto miuto like chayshar meir doesn't, it's a minority of a minority, so therefore you have to come and say at least from the calves most of it is produced from that shechel avodah zarah, and therefore even though agolim are a small minority of the animals that are shechted, right, they're shechted the minority shechel avodah zarah. Interesting question here. Again, in comment I made a laharf, I'm not going to go too much into the sugya, but he said, what was the problem? That these animals were shechel avodah zarah. Now, normally, the way it was done for avodah zarah wasn't that the actual shechita was done for avodah zarah. There's nothing in the shechita that's for avodah zarah. It was being offered for avodah zarah. You had shechted it in order to sprinkle the blood or to burn it, burn the animal in front of the avodah zarah. So the assumption is that the slaughtering of the animal was done for a later purpose of doing avodah zarah.
Wasn't
So the assumption is that it was done avodah zarah, meaning for the later on. The offering for later on. How could you tell me that it was shechted lavi dezara, and that's what makes it into nisar lavi dezara? You reish lakish hold that it's mutter. The itmar Let's say someone shechs a behema in order to do the zrika avodas chachavim. Meaning, right now the shechita is in Hashem avodas zara. He's doing it as a preparatory
statement
to get the blood to sprinkle avodas zara. That's the main. Or the haktir chelba, or it's flat fats avodas chachavim. So the shechita inherently is not avodas zara. So this is called machashim avodas avodah.
You have this by Kachem too. Remember Rabbi's Chakira. Remember Rabbi's Chakira? It's implicit in the Rambam. It's Machashim Lavoid Lavoid. It's as if the Shechit is no good, or it's as if you're doing a Zrika.
Yes.
And Rabbi had an Afgamina that the Rambam brings out in Psula and Mikdashim.
Let's say you eat it before, does it happen?
No, there was a different afkamina. In other words, if it's the shechita,
then it's Zvachem.
So Rebbe did it, but it's an offer to Rambam that explains it's one of the ways it's an afkamina. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So he holds, just like Pnim is an Isra Machashel Vila Avoida, so too by Avoida Zor. Moshim Ben Walker Shama Muteris, he holds that's Butter, that doesn't have a din of Takruvus Avoida Zor.
The Shechita alone, you really want for the Shechita, the Shechita is nothing wrong with
the Kodesh. That will not give it the halachic status of Machshavel Avoida Zor in the Shechita, and therefore it won't have the din of Takruvus Avoida Zor, and therefore. Back to the question, Rav Shimon Bar Yochum is asking, you, Reish Lakish, compared to the Shechita was done for Avodah Zarah, the Shechita is really done for later on, and therefore it's no problem. Amalei, Tarminach Shaita. Reish Lakish said, your time is favorable. Meaning, you're fortunate. Good question. You have to say, no, the Mishnah, what I meant to say, this is the case, is Bo'emir Bigmar, it's beautiful, like that. I meant to say that it's a shechita. I'm serving it. This slaughtering of the animal should be, when it's completely slaughtered, it should be offered. This should be its offering to the Avodah Zarah, to Buddha or whatever. And therefore, it actually is in the shechita, and that's actually why the Mishnah again, as Venus and Nike, again, it was shechita Avodah Zarah in this manner, and therefore it has a problem of being coming from Avodah Zarah. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.